This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone following and listening to the podcast, subscribing, and of course, our YouTube page, 94WIP, where we put up our video podcast. Tucker Bagley will join me in a few minutes to jump on here and discuss. The Phillies are playing excellent baseball. I mean, they go on a 6-1 road trip, sweep the A's, which is not really an accomplishment. But at the same time, the A's had played some decent baseball for being as bad as they are for about a week, and then won 6 straight at one point. So it was not a lock the Phillies were going to go in there and sweep them. I said Friday I would take 2 out of 3. Just don't lose the series. You can't lose a series at the Oakland Athletics. Well, the Phillies go in there and sweep, a pair of Kyle Schwarber leadoff home runs. And now it really kind of sets the stage for the Phillies to have a chance at doing something that a month ago seemed crazy. And I know the projections right now, if you go look at projection systems or odds, probably will still say it's crazy. But I don't think it is, and that is to run down and catch the Atlanta Braves in the NL East. Look, I'm not saying the Phillies are going to do this, but I do give them a chance to. I think the Phillies have a chance to still win the NL East, and it's a little bit because the Phillies are kind of rounding into the form I thought they would be at, which is, you know, I thought they'd win about 90 games. I thought this team was a little bit better than last year's team on paper. That was, of course, before the Rhys Hoskins injury, but I still thought they were a team that could win around 90 games. Now, tough start to the season. I kind of dialed that back. I was like, yeah, they're not really that good. The negative run differential is still there. I mean, they're still not fully out of the woods yet, but they're playing better. They've won some close games. And I also think, as we get set for the Braves to come into Philadelphia tomorrow for 3 games, I think the Braves are a little bit overinflated right now. Like, they're obviously really good. They're the favorite. If you look below the surface with the Braves, there's some issues that I think at some point will come back to get them. I mean, their offense is incredible. It is probably the best offense in the National League. Their numbers are off the charts. Almost every batter in that lineup, well above average. Power, speed, everything. Home runs, the whole thing. But they have had some kind of weird luck where they've gotten away with having their pitcher without having a lot of their pitchers. I don't know if that can last all season, their starting pitchers. And we'll get to the schedule stuff where I think it fits the Phillies more than it fits the Braves. So let's just talk about the series coming up and what the situation is. So the Phillies are 8 games back of the Atlanta Braves, which is incredible because the Phillies have played great baseball. Like, the fact that they're still 8 back, you know, almost any other stretch of the season, Phillies played this kind of baseball for two-plus weeks, they probably shave off 3 or 4 games from the Braves. It's just what happened because that's just normal, all right? You go 13-2 in a 15-game stretch, you're probably going to shave off some games. Well, the Braves have been just as hot, if not hotter, than the Phillies, so it hasn't worked out that way. So the Phillies still sit 8, but they do have an opportunity here this week with Atlanta coming in to kind of put their foot in this race for real. Winning 2 out of 3 cuts this to 7. That's probably the realistic goal. If the Phillies could somehow sweep this series and get this to 5, their chances, like, you might be watching this right now, listening to this right now, and saying, 8 back, this Phillies team, they just got hot. They can't stay any hotter. Very little chance to win the division. If the Phillies sweep, the storyline going into the weekend is going to be the Phillies can and very well might win the division. So this is a major, major series. A series loss, and we could probably write this thing off. A series victory, and there's certainly the kind of life we're talking about right now. A sweep of the Braves, and it feels like the Phillies will have tremendous life to go and try to win this division. And let's not forget, for as much as these deficits seem so large in the moment, the Phillies from around June on last year, we're not that far back if you look at the standings, June, July, August, September, than the Braves. Obviously beat them in the postseason. So if the Phillies really are doing what they did last year, which is screw around the first 2 months, look like garbage, play like garbage, and then June happens and they just catch crazy fire, well, I mean, we saw last year the Mets and Braves, I think it was a 10-game gap in the NL East, and it was overcome. It was the Braves coming back on the Mets. And the Phillies kind of worked their way, if you just look at the standings, June, July, August, September, not that far back of those two teams. So there's clearly a thing in the NL East where the team that jumps out to the front doesn't always win this thing or doesn't always play that level of baseball the entire time. I know the Braves are 20 games over 500. I see it. But I don't believe with their pitching issues right now, they're going to stay there. All right, let's dive into some reasons for hope for the Phillies to win this division, that kind of tangible things you could kind of hold on to, especially as you get ready to watch these games. The first one, and it will kind of even itself out this week. It'll start to even itself out. But you look at the breakdown of home and road games played so far. The Phillies have played 9 less home games than the Atlanta Braves. The Braves have had a early season schedule chock full of home games. The Phillies have had more road games so far. 9's a big difference. And if you look at the schedule, you know, it'll kind of stay even for a little while here. I mean, the Phillies will have this homestand here, but the Phillies will have more road games than home games until you get to the month of August. Go look at the Phillies schedule in August. It is certainly manageable. There are a lot of teams on there they can beat, and they play almost all their games at home. It is a remarkable month. I mean, I'm telling you right now, if the Phillies keep playing well, great. If they have a little bump in July, which just looks like a tougher schedule on the road in Miami, on the road in Tampa, All-Star break San Diego, that, you know, it's not easy July with the All-Star break sandwich in there. Don't lose hope, because August sets the Phillies up to win a lot of games. They're a better home team. They have been that for, I mean, most teams are, but the Phillies are a much better home team. They get a lot of games at home in August, and they have 9 more home games the rest of the season than the Braves. So that's one big thing. Another thing that I think matters, it kind of reminds me of last year with the Nationals. Now, the Nationals are not as bad as they were last year. I still think they're a bottom 3 team in baseball. You know, they're bottom 3 or 4 team in baseball this season. Other than Oakland, who both the Phillies and Braves have now finished playing against. No more games against the A's for either team. Other than Oakland, the two worst teams record-wise in baseball right now, Kansas City and Washington. And if you look at it, the Braves have played their games against Kansas City. They swept them. And the Phillies have more left against the Nats. So if you just look at that discrepancy, the Phillies have 13 games left against the Nats and the Royals. The Braves only have 7. And that's a pretty big gap there, that 6-game difference. So when the Phillies are playing those two teams 6 more times, which really should be 4 or 5 wins, you know, the Braves are playing, you know, more at least mediocre representative teams. So that's another thing to keep an eye on. 9 extra home games the rest of the season starting this week. 6 more games against the Nationals and the Royals. I think both of those things are big ones.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And the other one that kind of strikes me as we get ready for the series is the Phillies have played the Braves pretty even for, I would say, about 3 years now. I mean, you look at the games and the Braves have won way more just year to year, you know, 10 games here, 12 games here, maybe 20 games in whatever season, you know, whatever it's been. The Braves have won more games than the Phillies over the years. But as the years have gone on, let's say the Phillies started to try to compete in 2018, right? They signed Arrieta and Carlos Santana, and they hired Gabe. Like, they tried to start competing in 2018. In 2018, 2019, especially 2018, it felt like the Braves was on a different level head-to-head. They won those divisions head-to-head. They beat the Phillies, especially down in Atlanta. That started to change the last couple of years. The discrepancy has been the other games. But when they play each other, you know, it doesn't feel like that. Like, I think the Braves are better. They have more players up and down the roster you kind of fear than the Phillies. But the games are pretty even. The series are pretty even. They played once this year down in Atlanta. It was the 4-game split. Phillies were winning 2-1. They threw Dylan Covey in the Sunday night game against Strider, and that was it. So I wouldn't be surprised in the 9 games remaining against each other, 3 this week and then 6 in, you know, I guess, yeah, 6 in September, if the two teams play kind of even. And it wouldn't also shock me if the Phillies won 5 out of 9 or 6 out of 9. Like, that could happen with the way this series has been. They go to the playoffs last year. So I don't think the Phillies fear the Braves. I don't think playing them head-to-head is a real big thing for the Phillies. They've done it a lot. They beat them in the postseason last year. So I could see the Phillies gaining a game or two just head-to-head, maybe three this week, but just head-to-head, the Phillies would gain a game or two. So you get the 9 extra home games. You have the 6 extra games against the Royals and Nationals. And then you have the fact that head-to-head, you know, they play them pretty well or kind of straight up here. And then the last thing, and then we'll bring Tucker on to kind of talk about just his thoughts on the team and if the Phillies can actually do this, is as much as the Braves are winning right now, I don't think this is sustainable at this level without their pitchers back. I mean, Spencer Strider has hit a really rough patch. I mean, he doesn't look anything like he did early in the season or he did most of last year. His ERA is, you know, around 4. Kyle Wright has been out basically the entire season, 20-game winner from last year, the number 2 starter of the playoffs. And the Braves are saying late August is when Kyle Wright could come back. Max Fried, probably their most consistent starter, kind of Cole Hamels-ish, good left-handed pitcher. He's been out for a while with a forearm strain. They're saying maybe late July for him. So we're still another month plus from Fried, 2 months plus from Kyle Wright. I know the Braves have a great farm system, and they bring up these young guys, Bryce Elder, the kids pitching this week, like, and they give them decent innings, and then they bombs away, and they win these games, you know, 7-4. That's great for them, and they're going to go to the playoffs because they have this kind of depth and this farm system and this great offense. But I'm not sure they could keep up this pace without their top, you know, without any of their 3 pitchers right now pitching how they were supposed to. Strider's not pitching it the way he is, and the other 2 guys are hurt. So I think the Braves are going to come back to the pack. The Phillies have some scheduling advantages. They don't fear playing the Braves. I really wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies can be in this thing. You know, the gap from here, are we going to see a division where the Braves run away with it by 15 games? Or are the Phillies going to get this to 5 or 6 or 4 and give us some, like, something to kind of latch onto the entire summer? I think the Phillies have a chance, more of a chance than the projection systems say. Still unlikely, but I do give them a slight chance here, Tucker, to make this a division race for all the things I said. Plus, and we saw this last year, it's crazy. The Phillies in June, it's like the season just turns. It's out of nowhere.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because you feel silly banking on it. Like, I felt that way with Kyle Schwarber, who was hitting like .167 coming into June. And everyone laughs and jokes and says, well, you know, June Schwarber will come. And sure enough, right as rain, like, it just happened. And he hit another leadoff home run yesterday. And I just think the frustrating thing is this is a team that's now gone 13-4 since the calendar has flipped to June. And they were 8 games back when the month started. And they're still 8 games back. Like, they were 5 games back when they were 20-21 in the middle of May. Like, they've played really good baseball. And unfortunately, the Braves and Marlins have both kind of played with them step for step over the last 3 weeks. The team that they're now closest to in the playoff run is the Dodgers, who have struggled the last couple weeks. They're only a game back at them for the wild card. But I find it funny, and I thought it was interesting this offseason, no one ever talked about the Phillies winning the division. Right, like, that wasn't a goal. It was, man, we were 2 wins away from, you know, being world champions. Let's go try and figure that out. It was never, we were 14 games back of the Braves and Mets. How can we make up that ground? And right now, the way the Braves have played, kind of the guys that they're getting contributions from, I mean, Bryce Elder, who was never really a top prospect, has been their number 1 pitcher and really been atop that rotation. Him and Charlie Morton have probably been their 2 most consistent starters this season. I think this weekend this upcoming 3-game series against Atlanta at home, it's going to be a big deal for the Phillies, because if they can take 2 out of 3 and kind of get the ball rolling or maybe sweep against a team that, you know, I think if you go back and look, the start of this run probably was them splitting in Atlanta and kind of trying to get the ball rolling towards the end of May. It could be a big positive step. And, you know, 8 games when you still have, what do they have left, like 90? I think they have, you know, less than 100, but they're still not at the halfway point yet. That's not a ton. I mean, you have a run like this where the Braves, you know, can't win for 2 weeks, you're right back in it. So I certainly think there's a shot. It's just, it's tough to see because we really haven't seen this team get to that 94-95 win mark where you can kind of see the Braves trending that way. Even if things aren't going great, I mean, remember, this team, as great as they were in October, they only won 87 games last year. And for them to reach that, you know, 93, 94, 95 win mark that it'll probably take to win the division, they're going to have to play like this, not just for 2 weeks, but probably a month and a half.
Well, it's a good point on the number, right? That we probably should have that kind of goal in our head, and the Phillies need to too, like what it's going to take. Yeah, it's almost like styles make fights. If the Braves are going to win 100, it's over. The Phillies aren't getting 100 wins this year. The Phillies are not going to play at that kind of pace and only lose like 28 games the rest of the season. It's just not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But if this division could be won in the low 90s or mid 90s, 93, 94, the Phillies could do that. I mean, before the season, I think I said 91. I mean, I kind of put them in that range. I thought they were improved from last year. I thought they'd be a good team and a playoff team. And then I kind of walked it back and said, uh-oh, maybe not. It's going to be 80s again. And right now, be fair, they have a negative run differential. But the Phillies have a chance this week. I mean, this is crucial. I mean, really, if there's any chance they're going to win the division, they win this series. If they fall 9 back with only 6 head-to-head against the Braves left, won't see them again to make up that major ground until September, it's hard to see. But there are some advantages there. 9 extra home games. The Royals and the Nationals, they went 6 extra games against those teams down the stretch of the season. That's a lot, especially in a league that has a lot of parity. There's like 4 or 5 awful teams. You got to beat them up. And the Phillies, you know, will get more of those awful teams down the stretch than the Braves. And the fact they don't kind of fear playing them, they haven't for a few years. They're pretty even when they play each other. The division is no longer out of the question. Incredible run by the Phillies. Of course, concurrently, an incredible run by the Braves. But now, head-to-head, it's going to be fun. I give the Phillies a small chance, more than I did, you know, a couple weeks ago, more than I think the projection systems do now. I give the Phillies still a chance to win the NL East. This week, though, will go a major way of sweep, and I think a lot of people are feeling this. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching WIP Daily. Back tomorrow. Subscribe, follow the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, and, of course, on our 94 WIP YouTube page. Thank you.